Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy shit, it's a Monday. We're fucking your brains right now. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Brup, brup.
Oh my God.
With your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, dressed in dark and black today. I like it, doggy.
It's fall time, baby.
Fall time? Well, it's not fall now. It's winter, bitch. Winter's coming.
Definitely still fall.
Winter has come. It's winter. Officially. Literally winter. It's literally winter right now. I don't care, dude. It's my show. I make up the rules. Rules for language, life, whatever it is. That's the difference here. People come in, they're like, oh, Louis, you're wrong. You're like, no, I'm not wrong. It's my show. I'm right about everything. Everything falls under that guideline. You guys get it. You all have shows. You don't do that on your shows?
I do it on my show. I was actually just thinking, I was like, literally the slogan for Without a Country is we're always right.
See?
So.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know that you and I are both problematic people, Louis.
That is very true. We're going to talk about that today, us being problematic. That's one of the themes on the show. I'm going to put it on the list, Corinne. Thank you very much.
I also came into the studio, and I gave you a hug, and I didn't even see that you have a fucking black eye.
You got a purple eye.
Okay.
How'd that happen, dude?
One eye, one heart, flying purple people eater.
I don't know why you're trying to make that sexy.
It is sexy. First of all, we learned last week, Shannon finds it very attractive, my black eye, and I'm glad that I have some sort of medical disorder, which is not enabling it to heal.
Your son's mother would like if there was a black rest of you.
Come on, dog.
Shannon's about to get a lot of pictures from dudes just like hitting themselves and stuff now.
Well, they do that anyway. That's a very real ass move, because real ass dudes do not hit women. That's actually in the real ass guidelines. You don't hit women.
I like that you had to specify that on
you
the show.
You hit yourself in front of the woman to let them know that you can cause pain and that they're causing you pain at the same time.
Somehow even scarier.
Is that new?
What? The soundboard?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. When's the last time you've been on?
It's been a minute.
There's a lot of sounds
I'm
on
excited.
This board. Look, we had a
I'm
great
really
show
excited.
Plan today. Let's get into our guests. You guys love him. You know him from his podcast, Jeremiah Wonders. His special, his debut one-hour special, Family Reunion, releases on December 8th. He's all over New York City right now slapping that big old fucking dick around. You guys can order his album at jeremiahwalkins.com. Amazon Prime and other platforms. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jeremiah Watkins.
What up?
Yay.
Good to be here in New York, dog.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I know we have a thing. Like we're not I'm gonna save it for tonight in Legion of Skanks. We're not gonna bring up the slap boxing.
We can't bring it
I've
up.
I've been
here.
Training. We're not gonna bring it up, but we'll talk later.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit later.
I'm just letting you know I've been fucking training.
I've seen all the videos.
You know what's going on, doggy.
I know what's happening.
Also, very happy to have back on the show. You guys know her from her podcast, Without a Country. Also, Guys Be Fucked. Actually, you don't or not know her from Guys Be Fucked. You guys also can check out tomorrow night. The Without a Country, very special election night edition brought to you by both Gas Digital and Laughable. Love the Laughable and The Stand.
Mm-hmm.
I will be one of the very special guests on this thing.
Because no one knows more about politics than you.
I'm not talking politics on it. During my hour,
Louis,
no politics is being talked about.
It's our show.
Not that hour.
Rules for your own network, Joe and I decide what happens.
Louis, big dog, little dog on that show.
And also, why didn't you say anything about my big dick, Louis?
Slapping that big old cock... all over the Gas Digital Network. Nobody thought we could ever be friends. It's fucking crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Corinne Fisher.
Thank you.
What's up, girly girl?
Thank you.
Yeah,
good
I
to
like
be
your
here.
Fucking your outfit.
It's called You Woke Up Late and a Dress is the Easiest Thing to Put On. It's one piece.
I know that.
Yeah. So it's one piece. Also, I want to plug while we're talking about, all due respect, Shannon, punching in the face. Shannon did a great episode of Guys We Fucked. That'll be out soon.
Wow. Shannon, did you tell them about the real behind-the-scenes sexual harassment at all?
You're going to have to listen and find
you
out.
You fucking bitch.
Only Shannon, on Luminary.
Well, you don't have the money for a lawyer. You will fire you. You'll even have less money for a lawyer.
I have a lot of footage.
I also have a litigator and a regular lawyer, entertainment lawyer. So I'll handle it for Shannon.
I don't know the difference.
Anything to take you down. Litigator is like litigator? For slander.
An alligator?
A litigator.
You just throw an alligator in the room, like, get him.
It's an alligator that loves to party. This is a litigator.
A litigator.
Yeah, I love it, Zach. Good job, buddy.
An Circle snake. Circle snake. Circle snake. Right in my ear. Circle
snake. He's alive, baby boy. He's on the board. Give him a point. We're back to the game show format. It's a comedy game show. Zach's in the lead right now.
Oh, it's like True TV.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be off the air soon. Yes.
Halfway through this, it just becomes an Impractical Jokers episode.
Let's see. What else we got to plug? Let's get these plugs out of the way, because we got to talk about a lot of shit today. It is a big election tomorrow. I'm refusing to talk politics on the show. I don't care who wins. If you care who wins, you're a fucking gay bitch. Let's get these plugs out of the way right now. Corinne Fisher, what do you got to plug?
Biden-Harris 2020. I'm a gay bitch.
Gay bitch. I said it.
That's my only plug.
It's your only plug. Okay.
Nothing else necessary.
Jeremiah Watkins.
Like Lewis said, I've got a new one-hour special out. Whoa. This is for you, Lewis.
Wow. No way.
Hard copy, dude. Throwback. Right in the trash.
Right
it was an invisible
in the back
trash
of the room.
Oh, God. Family reunion. You can pre-order on my website at Jeremiah Stand Up on social media. And I post all the time. And so if you want to follow me, then you'll see all my stuff.
Every time you give a comedian the album, they throw it on the floor, right? Or how many? This is the difference between New York.
You're the first one to do it in front of me. In front of me. See, I know it happens a lot behind the back, but real ass dude.
If you are a comic.
Wait a second.
Yeah, do you want to go get it?
If you've given it to any comic and they have not thrown it right in the trash in front of you, they are not funny. Any comic who you handed that album to.
Why is it specifically
He's using
funny?
It as a coaster now.
New Gas Digital Coasters available at jeremiahwatkins.com.
If you guys, listen to me, if you buy his album and do not use it as a coaster, you're not a fan of mine. I want to see pictures. I want to see social media posts. Brand new Gas Digital Coasters, hashtag available everywhere you can buy comedy albums, weirdly.
Just hold it up. Just lean it against your thing the whole time.
If you want to fucking...
No, but that was... Okay.
There we go. We got it. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, dude.
All right.
It's over.
All right, dude. We tried.
Zach and Miko.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show. Fridays at midnight, comics talking shit while we watch a movie. Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And my new movie, Shakespeare's Shitstorm, will now be screening at the Bel Air Drive-In on Friday the 13th this month. We're supposed to do Halloween. It got postponed because of the storm. So now, November the 13th, come hang out with us at the Drive-In in Long Island City.
Zach's personality, like, God wants you to screen this movie because he just was like, you know what? Since it got rained out, we want to give you another spooky day to give to make this happen.
Yeah. They literally went, you just want to do Friday 13th in 2 weeks?
I love it. We got a couple things coming up. Me and Zach going back out on the road. Atlantic City. What is that theater called? I forget what it's called. Go to Atlantic
Celebrity
City.
Celebrity Theater.
Atlantic City Comedy
Club.
It's ironic. Yeah.
AtlanticCityComedyClub.com. You can grab your tickets right now. December 4th and 5th, myself and Zach and Miko. Maybe some special guests as well. January 20th through 23rd, we will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey as well. Lots more dates coming up. I'm working on some fucking live touring, baby. I'm a Republican now. It's over. I had a Halloween party this weekend. We trick-or-treated. We were hugging. We were fucking just... It was great, dude. It was delightful, okay?
Thought you don't care who wins, and now you're a Republican.
I don't care who wins. I'm just letting you know I act like a Republican. So I'm not voting. I would never vote. I think it's fucking stupid. But when you take all of my actions and put them in a box, they're always on the Republican side. Like everything I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Very, very few things.
Do you not vote because you're actually an illegal immigrant? Or
that's fucking ridiculous.
No, it's because he's a felon.
Puerto Rican.
Oh, it's because he's a felon.
No, it's because every Spanish guy, when they hit like 35, becomes an old white man.
True. You know what? That is true. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I have things now. Before, I just had a 40 and a blunt. You know, I was just sitting on a stoop, fucking enjoying life. But now
you would call the cops on old you.
Oh my god!
If you were outside,
if I saw a kid smoking a blunt in my neighborhood right now, I would hit him with my car.
You would call George Zimmerman.
If a kid asks you to buy drugs for him or alcohol outside of like
buy drugs for him,
yeah. Yeah.
But you mean alcohol?
Like alcohol or smokes outside, and he's clearly like 13. Would you do it or not?
No.
Okay.
Who would do that?
I don't know.
A lot of people.
Would you do that? You wouldn't do
no,
that.
No, I wouldn't do it.
I had a kid come up to me outside of a liquor store once. He's like, hey, man, can you go in? He like, and I just go, no, dude, yeah. No.
I would take his money and lie, and they're like, what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's what you would do.
What do you, could you possibly do? You going to call the fucking cops?
I'd give him a hug.
No. I ain't doing any of that shit.
Take a knee, give him a speech.
Make sure you guys go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, positive review. One reviewer every month we give out a free piece of merch to, whether it's a good or a bad review. I don't give a fuck. Okay, this month's reviewer getting a free piece of merch is America is Left and Right. What is that review, Shannon? Was it a good one or a bad one?
It's not a good one.
Wow.
The title is Zach is a pedo.
Yep.
That's true.
And then it says, Lewis, drop the fat pedo.
Yep.
I feel like they should. I gotta give him merch.
Yeah, you gotta give
now, them. Was that a
kid size, though?
Was that a parenthetical? Or?
A onesie for yeah. Rap.
Zach, like Corinne, defended Cuties, and that was a whole thing.
Oh, I defend it, I cosplayed it.
Yeah, she was Cuties for Halloween. It was great. Great costume.
So, Ari died and stole my thunder at Legion of Skanks.
I know, it's ridiculous. So, Shannon, that guy gets a free piece of merch. There it is. Hell yeah.
That's me on Harrington. The thing is, everyone thought that was Joe DeRosa, and I was like, no, that's Harrington.
That's Harrington with a boner. Look at his little Peter poking
God,
out.
Come on.
That's him with a hard penis.
Listen, he wanted me to, you know, that was his trick or treat.
That's just sheath underwear, dude, doing his job, man.
It's holding it in place. So, look, we do have an incredible show plan, blah, blah, blah. Any other things to plug? No? Nobody gives a shit? Okay, whatever. Let's go. Let's fucking go. We have a lot to talk about today. I threw a Halloween party.
I saw that. The Halloween it looked party freaking the fun, dude.
It was really fun. It was really fun. I was a little bit nervous at first. Me and my sister were arguing back and forth. Because she was like, we should have set this up a week and a half ago. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, you can't set up your fucking house as a child's Halloween party for 2 weeks yeah. before Halloween. You do it the night before and the day of.
Yeah.
That's the way it's done. It's supposed to be stressful. It's going to be some fucking, you know, arguing, a little bit of cursing at each other. But all in all, a pretty goddamn good event. Shannon, you did not make it. You were supposed to come in as the fortune teller.
Right. Christine killed it, though. She looked great as the fortune teller.
Yeah, but Christine does not have nice tits. Okay? And the whole idea was you were supposed to be eye candy for the fathers. Christine's cute, but she fucking, you know. It's, you know, Shannon, you could have just fucking mashed them together. It would have been a whole fucking thing. Everyone would have loved it.
Were there hot dads there?
There were some hot dads there. Damn it was it. Me.
Oh. I was gonna say, how many kids had fathers at your
Shannon
party?
Shannon is like, wah, wah. That's a caliber for hot dads. Yeah, doggy, me, I was there.
Who was there? Me, Robert Kelly, Paul Verzi.
Dude, the hottest dude, man. Can I just say,
we're all
man.
The same. Yeah, we're all the same just, shape.
Oh. It looks like you're going through a fun house.
Oh God. If I had dressed up as Cuties and shown up, would you have let me gotten candy and stuff?
Just in the fucking on the trampoline trying to get candy.
I was actually really pissed that I wasn't there because you had initially said it was going to be an all ages Halloween party and that I was going to get an invite. And I was really sad.
What I was initially was going to be was a kids Halloween party during the day.
Oh, and then
the kids were going to go home and I was going to have like
just all over that night.
Yeah, we're just going to fucking Studio do 54. Drugs and get crazy because it was going to already be set up for a Halloween party.
But
it was so much work.
Yeah.
Who was the wolf? Who dressed up as the wolf that was sitting
there?
That was good.
Here's what Harrington is, okay? Harrington is a for-hire, like, anything. Like,
I know. I saw how you talked to him out front, like, right before
we started. I've had so many talks with him about that.
What?
About how I'll pay him more to leave this abusive situation.
No, it's great. Harrington's my
employee. He's not okay.
He's my life employee.
This would never go down in L.A.
$20 an hour. He will do basically anything. So
he's not wrong.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Corinne, come on. Stop acting like you don't also use him as a life employee.
I'm nice to him, though. I don't fucking yell at him.
I am turning him into a better man. Look at the way he fucking looks right now.
No, I know, and this is a problem because he agrees. Like, he's under your spell. Shouldn't he be out getting
raps?
What?
Shouldn't he be out getting raps?
Harrington, where are your fucking raps? I told him to get raps for boxing. He came back with two fucking spinach, egg, and cheese raps. It was ridiculous. Eating them.
I can't find
double fisting two spinach egg and cheese.
Also, I don't have enough money to go buy them.
Oh God, Harrington, go in my bag. This is so sad.
I didn't pay him for the party yet. I just remembered that.
Oh God,
I just remembered that. As soon as he said that, the way he said it, I realized he hasn't been paid for that party yet. I paid him $20 an hour, or I'm going to pay him $20.
He's still picking out wolf hair mask out of his teeth and stuff.
First of all, Harrington, you better have brought that fucking wolf mask back. He asked for the wolf mask. I was like, that's part of your payment. I took off an hour of work.
You made him pay for his own wolf mask? Bro, oh, bro, it's like
when you,
messed up.
It's like when you work for AMC, you have to buy your uniform first. That sucks.
No, he wanted to take it to a party night, like a different party.
And you're like, oh, then that's yours then.
Harrington, go buy wraps. It's like $8. How do you not have enough money to buy wraps?
The closest one is Pro Land on East 14th Street for a sporting goods store, Harrington.
Makes me sick.
There's not a Modell's on Houston?
He said that place doesn't sell wraps.
Currently. Modell's doesn't sell wraps?
The place that Karen
There's one said. On Broadway. Well, there's the Adidas store then. Like
No, that's not going to sell them. It's going to have to be Modell's. You need to go to Modell's. Simple as that.
Where's the closest one? Paragon wouldn't have it? On Broadway?
Maybe.
That one's expensive, though.
He's training without fucking wraps. It's a problem. His nose is all busted up. He's bleeding everywhere.
Yeah.
He's way better, like, in life. Like, he's doing better. He really is. But he's still broke. But he's not homeless. All right. Harrington, come here. Come here for a second. Oh, boy. Come here. It's okay. Come here, big boy.
The most frustrating part about the Sharamaya is that Harrington wants to have sex with me, and he still likes Lewis better, and this is an abusive situation.
I could teach
him. He's the only person that he...
Has he vocalized that he wants to have sex with me?
Oh, many times on the show. Yeah, that's why it's fine. Yeah. But that's why...
If you want to have sex with Corinne, listen to me. Well, fuck it. There's a path. I'm telling you right now. You can get there. You can definitely get there without a doubt.
It's not fucking Candyland. There's not a path.
There's a path there.
There's a path, bitch. That's the guest digital HR handbook.
Listen, we start you out with raps, okay? This is what we're going to do.
No, I'm saying you actually take the path train. That's how you get there.
Oh, my God.
Listen to me. Corinne, she'll be lonely one day and probably drunk. We'll get to the guest after a Christmas party. Well, here's the cool part about Corinne. I'll tell you right now, she's not me tooing anybody. So if you get her fucking drunk, even though she seems like she is, she's just not that chick. I'm telling you, there's something broken inside of her. I think she's like...
No, I feel like it would be an ego thing. She couldn't me too me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would be a bad look. What? Great thinking.
That is true. Yeah. She'd keep it a secret to her death.
Yeah.
So you could actually...
If you're a 7 or below, you're not getting me too because it's bad for me publicly.
You could gaslight her, get her drunk. You could do whatever you want. As long as...
You probably write your initials on her, to be honest.
That's why I'm wearing long sleeves today.
Let them know you've been there.
Harrington, let me just say this, okay? Where Harrington has come and where he was since he's joined Team Rattlesnake alone is tremendous, okay? Harrington simply, before the pandemic, Harrington was homeless. Literally homeless.
Yeah, I thought you were trying to keep that on the DL, Harrington.
That he was homeless? That was what are you talking about? It was part of his
character. Talked about it.
I know, but when I say it, he gets mad, and then when you say it, he's looking at you longingly.
I know.
I'm not doing either of those things for
either of you. This is bullshit, Mike. Bullshit.
Listen,
how much do I pay you an hour compared to Lewis?
How much does she pay you an hour?
I mean, I give you more. Well, I can see you look excited in your eyes when I give you the money.
Yeah, but you pay her. She may pay you more hourly, but here's the thing. Every time we spend time together, you're getting valuable experience in life that you get to have for the rest of your life. Corinne, it's not that. You can look at me and get influence from me, right? You're never going to be where Corinne's at.
This is the weirdest episode of Cobra Kai I've ever seen.
Listen, doggy, you got to come over to my dojo, okay?
We're fighting over Harrington.
Really Rattlesnake, we do things differently. Yeah, you'll have sex with women eventually, but it'll take a while.
What is she going to teach you? She's a chick. It's just a different worker. That's not even.
It's because I'm a chick is the problem.
That's the argument point.
I think that's the least of the problem.
It's going to be an issue. You're going to have difficulty teaching him the fucking way in life to be successful. It's just a different path.
What's your team name? He's got Team Rattlesnake.
I know. I was like, I don't know. I was trying to think about my house. Team 16 foot mural of yourself.
Psychotic.
Team Glamour.
Have you been to her home?
Not yet.
Wild. Wild. You walk in and there's a mural, and it's 16 foot high walls. It's a mural of her holding her dog with her legs spread, staring at you. It's wild.
That's a power move, though.
It is a power move.
You're like, whoa, bro. Whoa, I gotta tread.
Yeah, what are you taking
here?
A meeting with Vince McMahon? What the fuck's wrong with you?
She's gotten Real Ass Dude of the Week on the show because of this before. I have no problem with it. It's so psychotic that I respect it. It crosses a line where I'm like, oh wow, that's awesome. Like it's right at that line where it's psychotic and dangerous, and you're like, get me away from this person. But it just flips that, like, you know, on the Price is Right, the wheel where it's like tick 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 tick. Yeah. It just ticks the awesome.
Lewis immediately started planning a 16 and a half foot mural of himself.
It's gonna
be a memorial.
I have a Legion of Skanks logo on my wall that's pretty big, and I feel like an asshole when I see it. I feel like a douche. Right. And then I walked into her fucking mural of herself, and I was like, okay.
Like, I feel better about myself.
I do. Yeah. I do.
Have you had any guys respond negatively to that when they walk in? Like, whoa, whoa.
Very few people have been in that apartment because I wanted to keep the aura good. And I've only lived there for like a year, but no one's really negatively. People some like a little questionably, but that's why it's there. That's part of the reason it's there, because if a guy sees that, like, I can just dump him immediately because he's not going to be able to handle me. Yeah, and it handles the work for me.
She's an egomaniac, so it's as am I. I'm not hating.
I'm not an egomaniac.
You're not.
No, I'm not an egomaniac. You're an egomaniac. I'm not fucking punching people and shit.
Who was the last person you saw me punch?
I was like, yourself, based on what you told me. That's why you would have a black eye right now.
What man hasn't punched themselves in lieu of their girlfriend? What man?
I beg your pardon, sir.
I hope this
are you even being a real man if you haven't struck in yourself at least one time? Really?
Punching holes in walls. Who hasn't punched?
How do we get our regression now? We're not punching holes in walls. I mean, really?
You never punch a hole in the wall, Jeremiah?
Can we talk about our feelings? No, we hit walls. That's what we do around here.
Yes, we do.
This relationship is healthy. I'm kicking my own ass.
Lewis is one of those guys who carves things into the toilet seat at gas stations.
Doggy, listen to me. You gotta.
He carves up things on the toilet seat at gas stations.
You gotta take your aggression out, okay? You gotta get out somehow. And it's also in a weird way of letting you know you really love her. Mm-hmm. You know?
I've heard that sentiment on this show one too many times. Yeah.
So, Harrington, the point I'm making is Harrington is
next topic.
No longer homeless. Okay, he's got an apartment here in New York City. Mm-hmm. I've never been to it. I am assuming that it is an absolute fucking shithole.
No, it's nice. I live with Frank and Eric, dude. You think they're going to live in a shithole?
I saw a photo of it, and then I've been outside it.
I mean, my room isn't the best, but the apartment itself is pretty nice.
I bet his living space is a fucking nightmare. Oh. Harrington, can you go home right now and give us a tour of your bedroom?
Like an MTV Cribs.
No, Lewis, I have actual work to do.
You better get fucking wraps. That's your work.
No, man.
This tour does sound good.
Harrington has a fight in less than 2 weeks. He's going to be fighting Ellis Mania, and
it was really nice getting to know you.
He's going to get beat up by an old man because he's not taking it seriously right now.
I'm taking it so seriously.
You're not taking it seriously.
I'm taking it so seriously. I'm willing to go in there without wraps and risk my hands before I beat up this old man.
You need to stop going. You have to wear wraps, okay? Your nose. Also, you have to stop your nose from bleeding everywhere. It's making everyone uncomfortable.
Someone like came up to him at Skanks or something and was like, your nose is like really big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It's gotten to regular size again.
Let me see.
Oh, God.
What?
You didn't feel anything?
Nothing. I'm back, baby.
Really?
Let's fucking go.
Let me see.
No, what?
Let me punch you right in the nose.
No, you just already lang him in one shot.
Can you please let Corinne punch you directly in the nose?
No, I would never do that.
No, Chris, I'm being a fucking bit killer. Holy shit, bit killer Corinne, you won't punch him directly in his nose?
Listen, the bit is dog is angry. Everyone's going to fucking punch Harrington in the face on air. We don't have medical insurance. It's going to be awesome. What the hell?
Harrington, stick your nose up Corinne's ass. He keeps the shape like silly putty.
Fuck.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. See, Corinne, you're saying there's no path for Harrington to have sex with you.
Path? This isn't like No Child Left Behind.
You know what I'm saying? All right, semantics. Come on. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, I haven't had sex since May 6th, number one. And then
May 6th.
Yeah, and then also I've denounced dating. Not in like a sad way. I've been so great. I've reached the state of zen.
If you dated Harrington, I would literally convince you to kill yourself.
Okay.
Why?
I mean, that's so hurtful.
That's such a good
honestly, that was the biggest cock block you've ever said.
Yeah, there, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, dude. This part of your path.
Dude, he's a cunt.
Dude, trust me. I'm making you more whatever. I got it.
Wait, because now you're poisoning the well with me. Now she's more attracted to me.
Don't worry. Don't okay. fucking
Harrington, got you it. Know that the biggest that like I'm not gonna have sex with you, but if I were but if I were to have sex with you, the biggest thing in the way is how much you fucking love Lewis and wow. follow him around like Whoa. A little doggy. No, and that wasn't even pun intended.
Can you betray your leader to have sex with Corinne? That's the thing. That's the...
Now they're whispering. They're conspiring on air. Is this the promo you wanted? Jeremiah Watkins, family reunion.
I gotta fight in 2 weeks. I can't leave Team Rattlesnake yet.
You can't even say it.
You're not gonna have to leave Team Rattlesnake. That's not the point. The point is that she just laid out the path right there.
Yeah.
You know, there's
I
a
didn't
path.
Lay out the path.
She said she laid down in her bed, took her clothes off, and said, "Harrington, I'm ready." There's a way there.
He That's slept in my bed just without me.
I was gonna say with you.
No, just dude, without me.
6 degrees of separation, dude. You're getting closer all the time,
dude. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. This is it.
I would blacklight that mural.
Have you ever?
Oh God.
All that comes on the dog.
Oh, Alfie.
We're going out to Lake Havasu, okay? We're treating it like a spring break, me and Harrington, next Saturday, November 14th, and Harrington's going to come home and bring home the first ever Team Rattlesnake fucking gold.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, the second ever Team Rattlesnake gold, but...
You don't know where the first one is.
It's here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you get it for me?
Sure.
Thanks.
So you're fighting someone to win an award that's already in the office that you work at?
No, we're getting another one.
What's
two belts.
What's going on?
Two belts.
Corinne, when you say it like that, come on.
Corinne, you need to fucking chill.
I'm giving away all the gas secrets now that I work here.
He's out there. Say it like that, his life sounds pathetic.
Corinne, you're getting in his fucking head right now. I'm trying to make him a fucking man, and you're fucking, you're breaking him down.
So now it's my fault?
It's your fault. He's going to win a fight right now. Let him follow my path to victory, okay? Victory? There's paths to everything. Paths everywhere. Paths.
There's anything. A post-it on my fucking door saying don't forget your keys for Harrington. So that's the path that you've led him down, Lewis.
That's one of the paths that he needs to...
When he locked himself out of my apartment.
To Jersey City, one to Hoboken, one to Newark.
Listen, okay, just let him fly. Then after this, you can have your way with him.
I don't want to even
whatever happen. Whatever you want. Have him as a little sex boy toy, whatever you need, you could take him, okay? Let him win this fight. Let him have his victory. Once he,
I'm nervous about him actually getting hurt.
He's not going to get hurt. The guy he's fighting is 90.
Well, then why is he coming over bleeding out the nose all the time?
Also, the guy he's fighting, if you look at his boxing, it's looked pretty crisp.
Yeah, it's pretty. He's got a real snap to his punches.
How old is old?
I don't even know how old this guy is. How old is John Matthews? Can we get him on the show? Can we get him to Skype in on Wednesday's show? Please? This is my belt right here.
What did you print that at the podcast merch next door?
He's 48.
He's 48 years old.
So him and Harrington are like 5 years apart.
My question is, who bought that belt?
Jason Ellis.
Nice.
I got it.
So who is it's this ball guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he looks like he's in pretty good condition.
Okay, Harrington.
Go get wraps, Harrington. Go get wraps.
Harrington needs wraps. He needs some wraps. And that fucking big nose is getting busted open. Just know it. Going into the fight, just know that you're bleeding everywhere.
I mean...
You should put tampons in your nose before the fight.
And I think what they're doing, we still don't even completely have the rules yet, but my understanding is they're going to be on, like, planks in the water and punching each other, and then Shane Carwin can, like, hit them if they get too close to the edge.
Dude.
It's the best. And Harrington's going to bleed. He's going to chum the water for sharks. He's probably going to die. Harrington's...
This sounds amazing.
Lakes don't have sharks, Lewis.
Lakes don't have sharks? You don't fucking know that,
Corinne.
You've
never had a lake shark before?
You don't know that?
You've never seen a lake with a shark? Where are you swimming, dog?
No, you know what? There's an episode of fucking...
Don't compare it. Don't tell me about TV, and that's how you know that there's
100% true. It's, look, freshwater sharks. There we go. Oh, isn't that weird? Lakes and sharks.
Yeah, but how tiny are they?
The lake has to feed into something.
Can we pull up an image of how tiny they are,
though? Isn't the lake that you're going to just a man-made lake?
They're pretty small if I...
There's going to be sharks all over that lake.
Believe.
Also, Shannon, come on. What was that?
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Shannon.
How big are these lake sharks, though?
Huge.
No.
Largest shark known to mankind is a lake shark.
Nope.
Tennessee Lake Shark.
There's no way.
The Tennessee Lake
here
Shark.
Here in Tennessee, we got some big old sharks down here. Okay? Seriously, like, there's just sharks jumping out of the water, splish splashing everywhere.
Tennessee Lake Sharks is like a shitty football team.
The Tennessee Lake Sharks. We're the Tennessee Lake Sharks, okay? And we will beat any competitor. Just coming up, as long as it's not Sunday, that's the Lord's Day.
We're playing two hand touch.
It's the last whites only college team.
Oh, my God.
So the bull shark, which can be found in lakes, can grow to about 7 feet.
Exactly. I said that. The bull shark. Ooh.
So wait, Lake Havasu, I looked it up. In Arizona you're going?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going a long way to play fight.
That's not play fight. He's actually really fighting. See, this is what I'm saying, Corinne. This is why.
Cosplay some fighting.
You
that's
boys
fun.
On your little adventure.
Wow. This is why Corinne is getting in his head and he's not going to be able to fight as well if she's in his fucking corner because she mocks him.
Then I guess you didn't train him hard enough, Lewis.
I've been punching him directly in the nose
you
for 3 months straight.
You didn't do the mental
training. If you train him right, she can be his Adrian. If you train him right, she could be his Adrian, where that's all he's fighting for the entire time he's out there. Corinne! Corinne, I'm gonna win!
Come in here and push Corinne on a bag of pet food.
Yeah, it's going to be an incredible experience. I'm very excited about Ellismane. He's representing Team Rattlesnake. He needs to win this fight. If he doesn't win, and I really mean this, Harrington, I shit you not, I'm only buying you a ticket there. Your return flight is being purchased only if you win. I'm not kidding. I will. This is a make or fucking break.
Well, that's cruel.
It's not cruel.
It's cruel. Flight there. If he loses, bus back.
Yes, perfect. I love it. Shannon, dang. How long is the bus ride back from Lake Havasu to New York?
It would take days, Lewis, to get him back.
Your laugh is maniacal.
It's crazy.
And buses only stop at like those Burger Kings where everything's like $75. Oh, so he's not going to be able to afford anything.
This is rough.
This is the most deranged soundbite ever played. His laugh on loop.
I almost didn't win. I want him to win. No, I almost can't do that because then I want him to lose so badly.
Just a bloody nose on a 4-day bus ride?
I can't breathe. Yes, that's it, Harrington. That's it. I'll tell you this much. If you win, first class back.
Whoa.
Driving there, this is
take
not
him
the
up
bus,
on that.
It's 38 hours.
It's going to take 2.5 days for him to get back at least. If you win, first class back.
Hell yes.
If you lose, you take a bus back.
Wait, stop talking. What?
You have to take a bus back if you lose.
Yeah, 100%.
But you can't buy your own flight. You can't get Corinne to fucking come in and with her fucking Jew money get you a fucking ticket.
You're going to give me then the 2.5 days off work.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I mean, you're going to have to work on that bus. You better get.
Yeah, he's going to find Wi-Fi.
You're going to have to use your Metro PCS mobile hotspot, which is unlimited. I know for a fact it's unlimited. And you will do your work from the bus.
I doubt very much I could stream BYM from the bus. But
we will get somebody to fill in for you on that day. That's fine. You'll do all the editing work.
All right, done.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Have you ever flown first class?
What's that?
Have you ever flown first class?
Twice?
Yeah, a couple of times I've flown first class.
No. One time Nate bought me a first class ticket, and then the other time was like a fucking hour and a half flight. It wasn't even first class. It was just the first row. That's all it was.
It was Spirit Airlines.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get John Matthews to call in on Wednesday. We're going to find a little bit about his training and what's going on with him. I'm very excited about this. We're going to spar right after this. Mike Harrington is a fucking beast. Corinne, come with us. Come watch his training. Be his fucking muse.
No, I'm good. You've said enough shit about me. I gotta go.
I am a nice person.
It's good, always good to yell that.
All right, real quick, we must thank Manscaped for supporting today's show. I love my Manscaped electric trimmer. They've completely redesigned and rethought what ball trimmer should be. This thing is quiet. It is safe. The brand new Lawnmower 3, that's what we're talking about. It really is the best ball trimmer on the planet. I mean, the battery life is incredible. I've never charged it. I've had this thing for a while now. I've never had to recharge it since, you know, I've used it. It's very, very fast. There's just not much else you can say about this. I think that they put all these notes in these things, and they make it almost too crazy and too many details. I'm going to tell you this way that it works. It is really safe. You don't nick your balls. It's small. It's compact. You can use it in the shower. It's got a little light on it.
It's got a light on it.
Yeah, dude. Really, really great. It's by you will use it. You're never going to go back to trying to shave your balls with either a razor or any sort of hair trimmers again. Every time I've done that, I've nicked my balls, and it just sucks, dude. Having a little cut on your dick or your ball sucks. This is super easy. It takes me 30 seconds to completely trim up down there. Shannon right now is masturbating furiously in the booth right now as I'm talking about this. But you can look nice and neat and perfect, and it makes your dick look bigger, dude. If you got a bush, I'm telling you right now, it's taking off about an inch of dick, all right? You got another inch of dick under there. Right now, you get 20% off plus free shipping when you go to manscaped.com and use the promo code REALASS. Manscaped.com, manscaped.com. Use that promo code REALASS. Your balls are going to thank you. All right, where were we? I was thinking about how far I've come this morning.
You have come far, and
I'm a good person.
I say nice things about you when you're not in the room. Mostly. Sometimes a little
That's
bit
when
of
it
bad
counts.
Stuff.
That's when it counts.
Yeah. The bad stuff I would say to your face, though.
I haven't taken Vyvanse in at least 4 months.
What is that?
Dick stuff. No, I take dick stuff all the time.
It's for ADHD, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't taken, I mean, sure, I lose track of what I'm saying way more often, and you know, I haven't showered in 3 days, but it's okay. I really, really, really enjoying the non-Vyvanse life. Vyvanse.
You're slowing down.
I know.
You can't.
Seriously.
You can't. I started thinking about how much I want some Vyvanse.
I promise. Things have been good since I stopped using
Vyvanse. Well, I stopped taking Adderall. The last time I took Adderall was when I almost killed Kurt Metzger at the Comedy Store. And then.
Oh, I was there for that.
Yeah, then I switched to Vyvanse because it was so much more expensive. Oh, it's so much more expensive. And then, I haven't taken that. I mean, it's just. Once the pandemic.
Was it hard to come off of it?
No, not really. I was just. My normal day-to-day schedule was like interrupted. So I got into like a rhythm of, I was just on this medication every day, and I was, you know, my schedule was very like rigid. It was like Monday I did this, Tuesday this, whatever, Wednesday this. And once the pandemic hit and the quarantine hit, that was sort of like, it was working from home a lot. It wasn't this rigid schedule that I had to keep. And it felt like I was just taking it to take it. It wasn't like, I don't know. And then once I was off it, I was like, why am I going to go back on a drug that right. I don't necessarily need, that's expensive, and it's probably...
Yeah, you did the hard part of getting off of it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's why I constantly lose my train of thought on the show. If everyone's wondering why that happens twice per episode, that's because I'm no longer on drugs.
Nice.
But that's a good thing, right? Not for Shannon. Shannon's like, I used to love it when you used to bring in extra drugs for me. Right, Shannon?
Okay. Sure, yeah.
Hell yeah, I give my employees drugs. Come at me, Seth Simons, you pussy.
Stop giving him press.
Whatever.
He's blocked me, and I'm not
press,
even fucking
press
involved.
Press pills? He blocks everyone that follows me.
I don't even know who, I don't even know him.
And now he's just arguing with the stand nonstop, which is kind of funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Until he comes in and shoots us all.
He's not going to come in and shoot anybody. He's a little bitch, dude.
Election night.
He's a little fucking bitch. He ain't shooting nobody. I wish he would try.
Lewis.
I've been playing super hot in VR, dude.
Lewis, there's different angles you could take.
No, dude, I wish he would. I wish he would shoot me. I wish he would, because I would.
He's been training in VR, so don't worry.
I would take the gun from him. I would hit him in the head with a pickaxe. I would shoot another guy. That if he had a gun.
But why are you airing the plan on a show that he's obviously watching?
First of all, he could just see. He could go play super hot himself, and he'll know exactly my plan.
Oh, it's just from like a video game?
Yeah.
If he doesn't carry a pickaxe.
It's going to appear in the middle of the air, obviously.
We find out that Lewis doesn't have any real world combat experience. He's like, yeah, I'm going to take a mushroom. I'm going to get bigger. I'm going to start hitting him over the head and stuff. And then I'm going to go down some pipes, you know.
He might get slick and try to throw a barrel at me, but I'm going to jump over that barrel.
Yeah, it's not going
to
be a big deal.
I'm going to grab a feather, fly up to a tower, rescue the princess.
Listen, there's going
to
be a lot of fruit in a maze. I'm going to start eating it, all right? I'm going to get it real fast.
Video games have come so fucking far.
They really have.
It's fucking wild.
Well, you're talking about Oculus right before we started.
We're doing tonight on Skanks, because you're going to be on Skanks as well.
Yeah.
We're bringing the Oculus out. We're going to hook it up to the show and have some fun with it. Oh, yeah.
Now
you're gonna get fucked by a black man.
We'll see about that.
100%.
We'll see about
you
that.
You don't have any choice. We're gonna tell you that you're gonna be in a field of daisies. You're like, that's nice. And then you're gonna put it on. You're like, your legs are above your shoulders. No. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were having a black man on the show, and I was like, Skanks has come so far.
No, are you crazy?
It's on the Oculus.
No.
We're using it for a bit, Corinne. It's different. Okay.
Not since the Godfrey incident of 2016. Are you crazy?
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure someone will fill me in.
I love Godfrey. He's the man.
Do you get disorientation when you're in the Oculus for too long, though? Because I've done some VR where it messes me up for like an hour after. Like if I play it for like an hour, they say it takes recovery time. It takes.
Well, if I look at my phone, I look at my phone right now, my phone looks like it's coming at me in layers.
Okay, yeah.
Right now.
Really? Yeah. I've played Oculus for an hour and it didn't do that.
Didn't
to
do
me.
Anything?
And I get like, I'm very sensitive to, like, I get migraines easily. Mm. I love Oculus. It's so fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah, like my phone, like whatever it looks like, it's like almost like in like 3D layers.
You sure that's not the punch?
It's, you know what? I gotta lie down.
Lewis is in VR right now. He doesn't know it.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool. We're going to do some of that on tonight's
takes the helmet off. James hasn't eaten in 3 days.
He's been eating exclusively Halloween candy the last couple days.
Baby James.
So the Halloween party, things that were a success. Thanks for asking, Shannon. The trampoline candy grab, incredible success. All the kids loved it. I dressed up as Jason. I had a chainsaw on the trampoline. I just bounced them with it. We had tons of candy.
Yeah, what are your kids' friends' parents think of you? Because all the things you were doing did look fun, but like they surely no one could have talked to you for more than like 10 minutes because then they wouldn't allow a kid at your house.
I think that in real life, I don't come off as much like a Nazi. So I think
it's not the Nazi. It's just like, well, do people know what you do or like listen to your stuff?
Most of the parents there, yeah.
Really?
Two of the parents are like from the neighborhood, and then one of the other parents was just a friend, one of his friends who, I mean, they know what I do. Yeah. Huh. I don't think, here's the thing. I think real world people don't take it as seriously. I think when they think of me, like my neighbors, when the ones that know that I'm a comedian, I don't think they go like, oh, that guy's like a problematic comedian. I think even if they saw that, like, oh, this guy got in trouble, I think they would look at it like the way that like Dice was problematic or like,
right.
It wasn't like, it's not like, oh my God, it's not politicized to them. They just go, oh, he's a dirty comedian. Who cares? Like our kids aren't going to listen to, most people don't live in the world of online politics and social justice other shit.
That. Yeah.
Especially when you're in Jersey. So, but yeah, I mean, what else did we do that was fun? So that was the fun part with Harrington. All right, so Harrington was my helper throughout the party, you know, setting stuff up. And honestly,
how early did you guys start?
Setting up like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And we started the party. It was 1 to 4. And I got to be honest with you. If you guys need a helper, Harrington is great. He really is.
Did you pay him from 8 forward or just for the hours of the party?
No, I paid him from 8 o'clock on. I paid him for 8 hours. Or I'm going to pay him for 8 hours. He has not been paid yet. So,
The wolf mask, whatever, minus cost of wolf mask.
So what we did was we set up like a wolf dummy that was just sitting by the garage.
By the way, that's
day.
The best way to describe Harrington.
A wolf dummy. We set up this wolf dummy and the wolf dummy was just sitting by the garage the whole day, just sitting there, and the kids would come over to it and fuck with it. And then, you know, it was just a dumb little dummy, right? This was the plan the whole day. We wanted to leave it there the whole day, get people used to it. It'd fall over a couple times. People, you know, at one point when the kids weren't looking, we took that wolf dummy in the garage, switched it up with Harrington. I dragged Harrington out like it was a wolf dummy, just in case somebody saw me. Like I was resetting it.
That's commitment right there.
Real commitment, that's okay? Great. Set up the wolf dummy. This is real commitment. All the kids were on the trampoline. I was like, guys, let's take a picture. I set them up for a picture away from the wolf dummy. I was taking it and then acted. And I saw, I was like, oh, you know what? You guys got to take it by the wolf dummy. Stopped it. Reset them up next to the wolf dummy, around the wolf dummy. Do you have the video, Shannon, from my Instagram? And you got to give Harrington some credit. Now, Bobby Kelly's kid, Max, I got to be honest with you, he knew. He was touching him.
No
he was
shit.
Like, this is a human. This ain't no wolf dummy. And he scared the shit out of the kids. It was fucking adorable. It was adorable. Look, I mean, how cute is that? And he chased them around the yard. These kids didn't give a fuck. That's Pulverizer's kids. Didn't give a fuck.
Well, they're older, too.
Yeah, they were like, all right, dude, whatever. Give my fucking candy. So I had a little surprise, a little trick, a little treat. We went downstairs. We had a little like witch's brew set up with, you know, pasta like it was brains and grapes like eyeballs.
You a Hocus Pocus fan? Do you watch that movie?
Yeah. I mean, they could have picked hotter witches, but yeah.
That's the only movie Sarah Jessica Parker's hot in.
I know.
That's your complaint with
Well, that's
Hocus
my problem.
Pocus?
That's my problem is like Sarah Jessica Parker
Are
is
you
the.
Surprised?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
No, it's a,
family
it's
reunion.
It's such a funny.
Yeah. I'm not happy about it.
Let's recast.
They could have had hotter witches.
Do
easily.
A reboot and cast it.
Yeah, okay. Sure. They should call it a reboot with those fucking old bitches, their boot faces.
Oh my God. Please leave the jokes to Zach.
You need new boots.
Because they got boot
need,
faces.
You need new good, boots.
That's a fucking good joke. Look at him. Yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker was the eye candy in that movie, which was a problem.
It's insane. It's the only movie she's hot in.
I know.
That, the director of that should get a Lifetime Achievement Award for making Sarah Jessica Parker hot
I
for
agree.
An entire movie.
I agree. Not hot. Good. Next. Next witch movie.
Yeah, where they're not
the
hot.
The Craft. Hot. See? That's what I'm saying.
Have you seen the movie Witches? Do you remember that old movie? The
Roll not hot.
Houston.
Not hot.
Yeah.
They remade it, too.
Did you watch that one yet?
No, I'm going to. It looks
it's actually
good.
Really good.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Really good. Enjoyed
Anne
it.
Anne Hathaway, Octavia Spencer.
Yeah.
Oh, Anne Hathaway. Hot. Okay, now we're talking. Now we're
oh,
fucking talking.
Yeah,
she seems like she owns property. I'm surprised that you think she's hot.
Like, what do you think I'm into? I'm into rich fucking
there
hot bitches,
is.
Dude. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was Anne Hathaway as the
You do
main
like
character.
A Fox News look every once in a while.
I do like a nice fucking Republic bitch.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
I enjoy that. That's fucking nice. Yeah, Anne Hathaway's hot as shit, dude. Are you kidding me? Is that a stretch?
She's a Jersey girl. No. It's just not what I expected from you. She is a very attractive woman.
Side smash. Let her know. Yeah, Witches of Eastwick.
Did the
kinda
rattlesnake
hot.
Just tweet at me? I'm on my way.
How did he know there was a path?
Witches of Eastwick. There's a path to Anne Hathaway. There
dude,
is.
Anne Hathaway over here. Yeah, dude.
You know what? I'm going to give him a guess little snake. 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 It's a solid joke.
That sounds like an
did
old
you just
weird
write
Beatles
to,
song.
Did you Anne just Pat- write down the joke? Snake. I think he's Carlos Mencia-ing your pathway.
No, it's going to be the name. That's the name of the episode.
Like, I'm going to use this as a riff in the future. I'm going to write all these down, these hot riffs.
It's another name of the episode, likely.
Oh,
now you guys are shutting the fuck up. Hey.
I miss those sitcom reactions on shows.
So
I'm so glad you said that because if not, the episode would have been called Bootface.
That is also true. The Witches of Eastwick, who were they? Was Susan Sarandon?
Wow.
Cher,
Michelle Pfeiffer. Fuck yeah, dude. When I was a kid, I was into it. I was into it. Pfeiffer
what,
was
what,
a
what
fucking
were the,
fox.
Wait, what were those cities you of just course. Showed, Cher?
I love Cher.
Cher's the one you pick? Oh, hell yeah, dude. Hathaway's tits?
Solid.
Thanks, wait, Shannon.
What movie is that?
Yeah, what film is this from? They're
this
perfect.
Is security camera man footage.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Shannon.
We put a camera in her bathroom.
Yeah. She doesn't know, but for the sake of this show, we gave up the lead.
Oh, gosh. Always good to be here.
Were those animated titties that were rolling on screen?
Now show them them titties.
Yeah, those are actual, they're not animated. Those are actual pictures of Shannon's real tits. We made her put them in the shot.
Oh, nice.
She has cartoony tits.
It just anime style?
Yeah, they're very bulbous. Okay, guys, real quick, you know you love the show. If you guys want access to the entire complete on-demand library for the Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and all the other shows here on Gas Digital, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use the promo code RAP. Once you use that code, you're going to have instant access to every single episode of every show we've ever done, both ad-free and uncensored. You're also going to get access to the live chat, and you're also going to get pre-release on all episodes. Really, really great value. If you keep the membership, you also save $1.50. So it's only $8 a month for access to the greatest podcast network on the planet. Nearly 10,000 hours of streaming content at your fingertips. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Okay, where were we? So, all right, this was interesting. One of you guys mind melded, Shannon and Dylan. You guys both brought up two topics together. James Bond actor Sean Connery is dead. You guys have mind melted. They mind melted.
It's good to be in heaven tonight. It's been a long journey.
You are actually allowed to hit women in heaven. Everyone has their own personal heaven, right? So in Sean Connery's heaven, is he allowed to smack the shit out of just female angels? Just pinch him on the ass.
Knock the halo right off.
Yeah. Get me a drink, sister. Yeah.
This is you my heaven. Let me have this.
Dude, everyone's personal heaven, right? Wouldn't we all have our own personal heavens?
I guess.
Theoretically.
I mean, is it tech? Because it's not like, it's almost like virtual reality. I'm assuming God has the best virtual reality system in the world, right? He's got the Oculus like 94.
You get to heaven and God's wearing an Oculus. You're like, wait a second.
I'm telling you, because he doesn't have to actually like take other souls and let you rape and torture them. If that's your heaven, right? If that's your personal heaven and you want to fucking, like, once you get there, you get to do whatever you want. Because that's what my mom told me, is like, all you got to do is be good in the real life. And then. Then when you get to heaven, it's just like whatever you want. That's the way that I interpreted it. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's an interpretation, yeah.
You're actually religious, though, are you?
Yeah, I'm somewhat. Yeah, I'm somewhat religious.
So you believe in heaven? So I'm not getting to your heaven. But my, like, I ain't getting to Jeremiah's heaven. What would
Lewis,
I? Lewis,
I don't know how to tell you. You're not gonna make it up here. It's not happening, pal.
Doggy, I ain't making it to Jeremiah's heaven.
Like a Puerto Rican
none of us
heaven.
Are. We're none of us.
Wanna, no, I wouldn't want to judge. I don't want to say. I would love to see all you guys there.
What religion are you?
I was like, I grew up like Protestant Christian.
So now you're just spiritual.
I'm like a spiritual person.
But yeah. Protestant Christian. Okay. So by that standard, though, none of us are making it to heaven.
Not necessarily.
She's Jewish.
Why are you pointing at me?
You're Jewish. You are not going to heaven by Protestant.
Technically, my mom
Protestant
is.
Christian.
Lake sharks.
Arguably.
God damn it. He's on fire.
He's on fire.
Damn it. She's a fucking Jew. And then I'm not saying it like that.
This is where like my new beliefs kind of come into play from what I traditionally, if I were still following what I grew up.
Oh, your new beliefs as in you live in Hollywood and are trying to get a job in the
you
industry.
Live in Los Angeles.
No. I think if you are a good person at heart and you are trying to put positivity out into the world and you
right,
like
right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Then I think that you will get into heaven.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
Contractually if you just get fucking, into heaven. We
if
all
you're
know
just
this.
Out there raping life. Grabbing life by its fucking clit, right? In a good way, in a positive way, right? Are we on the same page?
For the kids.
Right, right! You get what I'm saying?
See, I mean, this we're on a slightly different
page. No, we're so on the same page right now. If you're just fucking out there raping life, right?
Well, do you consider raping life a good thing?
Raping life is living your life as possible
okay,
full. It's doing good things for other people.
Great, okay.
Helping little fucking kids in need. Getting a kitten out of a tree. Helping an old lady across the street. You are raping the fuck out of life, dude.
If you're raping life, then I agree with you.
Fuck, don't give me a long rape. Fuck it, dude. Rape! 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 On the first fucking date! I love it, dude.
Chauffeur art rap.
This is fucking. See, we're taking the word rape back and we're making it into something positive.
You never gave it away.
You never give it a chance.
I'm telling you,
it never left.
He's always said rape. That was always your brand, Lewis.
Yeah.
So.
But here's the thing, everyone associates rape with a bad thing instead of using it the way that I use it, which is like, dude, go out there and rape. You know? That's what I'm saying. You guys all get what I'm saying. Quote that sometimes. Go out there and really rape. You guys get what I'm saying?
Like
everyone gets what I'm saying right now. Thank you.
You're like the. Like those motocross movies, like in the 80s, like those magic dirt bikes and stuff like that. Like, they'd be like radical. You're like I want to see a graphic of Lewis just like with rape.
Yeah.
like bringing it back, dude.
Everyone's trying to be so negative, dude. I'm trying to fucking keep it very positive in life. So it is very sad that Sean Connery is dead.
It's very sad.
So he had some great films. Let me think. All right, let's play the movie game with Sean Connery films, and then the last person can walk out with a free. What do we do? I guess we'll do a Michael Malice mug. You get a free, a free you're welcome Michael Malice mug. So go ahead, Sean Connery movies, not sequels don't count.
I don't want to play this.
All right, thank you, Zach. Appreciate you fucking killing my bed.
The Rock.
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I don't know if I know. Was he? I think he was James Bond once.
I'll give it to her.
We don't even know if that's right.
He was, oh, but he I don't, was? You got to name one of the movies, but I'll give it
that's
to you.
That's all James I'm going to be able to do.
Good enough. The one with Catherine Zeta-Jones, and she was fucking getting all hot and shit under the lasers. You know what I'm saying?
Was that the James Bond one, or is that a different film?
No, no, James Bond.
Harrington called it out, Entrapment.
Entrapment. Oh. Thank you, Harrington. Good. Harrington also, because I train him, he's part of my team.
Yep. One of the Indiana Jones.
Yep.
You're cutting out franchises by saying Indiana Jones and James Bond.
Yep. Yep.
That's how we're doing Peace. It.
He didn't even know the name of a movie.
I know, and he's like,
game. Yep.
94 acting credits. 94.
94. One for almost every year of his life. Come on, Jeremiah, you fucking disrespectful piece of shit. How would your Jew agents feel about this?
I'm very disappointed in Jeremiah right now. You can't come up with one. Was he in... Frick. Total brain fart right now. I can't think. Trying to think of, there's so many good 90s movies that he's in, and I can't think of any of them right now.
I can't name another movie.
Right?
I'm just thinking of like,
go four-way loss.
Nobody.
Four-way loss.
Nobody.
He's
go
so
smash
famous.
That Michael Malice mug.
This is so
Throw
bad.
Throw it on the floor.
Give it to Harrington. Fuck you, Harrington. Take this Malice mug. All right. We were mind-melding, though.
Can you name a couple of the other famous movies? Because yeah. I know that I'm just missing. I'm mad at myself. I can't think of it.
The Avengers.
He's in the Avengers.
No, there's something called the Avengers.
Finding Forrester.
I loved that movie.
But the fish?
No. That's Finding Nemo, Lewis.
Just Cause.
Okay.
Rising Sun, Medicine Man.
None of these.
Hunt for Red October.
Hunt for Red October.
Tim Curry's in that. I should have known
Robin
that.
Hood, Prince of Thieves.
No! Remember that one?
Uh-huh.
That hit song. Put that song on right now and hear it. I'm going to give up. I'm going to demonetize this entire episode just so I can hear this fucking...
Men in Tights?
What was the song?
Here come the men in tights.
No,
that was that song, right?
No. It's not Men in Tights. It's Kevin Costner movie. And there was the famous song...
Is it Bryan Adams? Bryan Adams song.
That I saw that in summer camp. I went to summer camp. I didn't go to summer camp. I went to day camp, which was essentially like... poor kids camp.
Your mom leaves you outside for a couple hours.
You get dropped off the elementary school, and the kids who were really poor just stayed there and played pickup sticks. And then the kids who had a little bit of money would go for like a discount movie, or you go to the pool, or you go to like an amusement park, or whatever it is. It was like every day it was a new thing on the schedule, right?
Okay, so you're picking up sticks.
So I was playing pickup sticks a lot. I was playing pickup sticks and fucking Connect Four. That was a lot of my fucking days, right? Anything super expensive.
Would you flip the Connect Four when you lost? Were you that kid?
No, I would never lose.
Mm. When did you get really angry?
I was born this way.
Good question.
I was born this way. Shannon, what was I talking about?
No,
I don't have my
voice. He was sweet when he was young.
From Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Robin Hood, that's right. So I would go to see movies in summer camp when I was like 8 or 9 years old. They would take us to see movies that were extremely inappropriate. And it's not that this Robin Hood movie was so inappropriate, but it just wasn't for 8-year-olds.
Right.
You know? We're like, remember?
Look into my eyes.
That great one? Song, yeah.
Oh, this okay. is a great
Turn
one.
Turn it up. Get the lyrics on the screen. You already had them on. Fetch it. Wow.
Search your soul. When you find me there, you'll
search no more. Tell me it's not worth trying for. Come on, everyone. You can't tell me it's not worth dying for. You know it's true. Everything I do,
so
I do it for you. Oh. It's a good song.
So good.
It's a fucking good song.
It's a good one, man.
Who sings it?
Bryan Adams, right?
Did he have any other hits? Shut up, Shannon.
Hungry Like the Wolf? Is that another Bryan Adams song?
It's no. Duran Duran.
Dang it. All right, you know what?
Zach was so disappointed.
He was furious.
It's Duran Duran, dude.
Bryan Adams songs, okay. Go. I'm kidding. You guys have to mind meld now. It's a game we play here on the show. Winner gets a brand new...
podcast
on
the network.
No, you don't. You guys get a brand new Shame On t-shirt on size medium.
A show that's not on the air.
It's been 4 years. Size it's medium, Karen shame on. Shame On t-shirt in size medium only.
Very exclusive. Very limited edition.
It's a vintage item.
Yeah. So the way Mind Meld works,
so is not,
technically. You guys not played Mind Meld. What you guys both do is you both think of a word, okay? At the same time, you both say the word, and then you wait a beat, and then you both say another word, and you're supposed to, the idea is you're supposed to come up with the same word. Oh, have you played Mind Meld before?
I've done many improv classes.
This is an improv class. That's some gay shit, doggy. We ain't doing no fucking improv games, bro.
Mind Meld is literally the exact name of an improv game that they teach you at almost any improv school.
We don't do gay shit on the Real Ass Podcast.
Listen, I invented Mind Meld.
Take
okay?
that shit back, doggy.
All right.
We don't do improv. We don't vote rap.
We don't.
That's a promo.
We rap. Don't.
Don't fucking vote, you faggots.
That's some gay shit, doggy. If you're voting,
if you're voting, you're doing improv. You're getting eaten by lake sharks. You're gay. That's it. That's all I can say. You vote in a booth. Gay shit happens in booths.
Oh, doggy, I'm just saying, if you're voting, it's symbolic of who you are as a human. It is very weak-minded. It's not a very powerful move. I'm dead ass, dude. You're fucking spending your time fucking voting for another man? Wow. Might as well be pulling his dick. It's true. Vote for yourself. That's what I say.
Biden? More like cocksucker. Like, what are you doing,
some gay shit, doggy. I'm telling you right now, I'm teaching people how to be fucking real ass every single day. All right, so you guys are going to mind meld. My game, made it up. Louis J. Gomez original. Do we have any background music for this, Shannon? So... here we go, beautiful. So you get to both think of a word.
I'm mad because I paid for a game called Clairvoyant that was so obviously mind meld, and I feel fucked over.
Oh, you paid for the game?
Must be because I voted.
Let's see. What a fag. What a fag Corinne Fisher is. I'll say
look
it right
at
now.
Me. Is it I June? Can... because she's being real gay with her voting.
I can't wait until tomorrow night from the hours of 9 to 10 p.m. where I keep on changing the subject from the election. I have a whole bunch of things.
We'll turn your mic off like Trump.
You will not.
Yes.
I refuse.
You can't refuse.
I'll bring a megaphone.
I'll talk to the producer ahead of time.
Listen, I was jerking off the Oculus last night.
Deadass.
He's just going to do his comedy. Yeah.
You think I'm kidding?
I know you'll do it.
You think I'm kidding?
I know you'll
do
it.
We'll see. Election special, my dick. We'll see what happens.
This is a show that's on his own network.
Mm-hmm. I know. I have a weird way of doing things. Very avant-garde.
Yeah, not well.
Hey, sometimes I do some things okay. Like my kids' Halloween party. Another item that was fun. I read some scary stories. It was a lot of fun. Okay, mind meld.
How are your reading skills?
I'm pretty decent. I read
pretty
two
good.
Scary
Surprisingly
stories.
Good. Yeah?
I read two scary stories on the show on Friday to get everyone in the Halloween
spirit.
Did
you do voices and stuff too? Like ghoulish, like, you know?
Shannon, why are you shaking your head? No, I didn't do voices, okay? I gave it some umph.
You did.
Gave it some
didn't
umph.
I give it some umph?
You did. You made it sound very scary.
Right?
Mm. Okay.
Shannon's cool. So fucking into me lately. You guys don't even know.
Are you guys getting that vibe?
It's a thing. It's a whole...
Dude, this glass is almost melting right now, bro. It's steaming up in there.
Glass melt. That's a different game. Mind melt. Go.
Okay.
I don't. But just
we just start
no
with
topic,
any word.
There's nothing.
Any yeah, word.
We,
any word in the world.
We start trying to get closer and closer to.
I mean, whatever reminds you. So, like, let's say I say car, and then he says music, right? And then
yeah,
the
no,
next
no.
one, I say stereo.
But
and then
go 1, 2, 3 in between.
I know. I just never did it with like absolutely no starting point.
Okay. French
headphones.
Fry.
French fry and headphones.
Okay.
Interesting.
Oh God, this is hard.
Two things you can eat.
Beets.
Pizza.
Oh, wow. You guys, you know what? Edit that. Make that. That would have been great. Just why don't we just have them
now
nail
it? Now we're
just
cheating?
That was fucking, it would have been so good. I got so excited. Everyone would have been happy. Here's the thing. This is on the show. We're trying to make people happy. We're not trying to fucking make people feel like assholes, okay? And if you guys would have just nailed the same word right there, everyone would have lost their minds at home. They would have screamed. That would have fucking been so good. Fuck it. You know what? Do your game.
No, he's back.
Somebody's driving, listening to the podcast. They just unbuckle their seatbelt, throw themselves out of the highway.
I can't believe they got it in two tries.
Yeah, dude.
It's going to take my life today.
Yeah, do you know, like, my heart skipped a beat just now when you said beat and she said pizza. Is that what it was? It was beat and pizza, right?
Dude, I don't know if you know this. We should look back at the footage, but Lewis goes,
I was so excited. It was fucking nuts, dude. Also, we should make a pizza place that sells beet pizza and call it pizza. That's a solid another business.
It's a solid one.
Did you beet you meant pizza. Beets like Beats by Dre though, right? Or no?
Yeah, but with this
but
next one.
I don't want to ruin it for Lewis. Okay.
We might be getting closer. Okay.
Pizza.
Oh God. Oh.
Pepperoni.
I got scared.
I thought you were ready.
I got
you were ready.
Nervous. Okay. I don't know where to go.
That's the point. We're trying to narrow in.
I know I hate this because I don't have any control over being right. Okay.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Harrington, take some notes, dude.
We got more. We have more information on how to get into her path.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
Harrington, always make sure she's right, okay?
Oh, God.
Okay.
So beet and pizza. You're starting from there. Beets and pizza.
She's never been wrong, just saying.
Well, then he just yelled. Thank you. And then he just yelled a pepperoni.
Well,
in my
strike face. Pepperoni from the record for in your head.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Crust. Cheese.
Cheese and crust.
Okay.
Cheese and crust. Two things found in Harrington's underwear. Okay. Fuck yes.
Come on.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm here.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Real ass dude of the week for that joke. That was a solid fucking joke. Crust and cheese. Things that are found in Harrington's underwear for 800, Chuck. All right, go.
Okay. So the two are cheese and crust.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stuffed.
What?
Damn it.
Again with this shit. I nearly had a goddamn orgasm on my own show because I thought you guys were nailing it. What is going on here?
I feel close.
Like you're just fucking
we're
with
close.
Me.
Okay.
No, are we though? We're okay. So.
Soft and sauce. That was wild.
We're just thinking about it in two different ways.
Shannon, wait until they're about to mind meld to do the music.
Okay. There's so much going on in this fucking room. I need Vyvanse. Okay.
This is a Vyvanse commercial. The whole show is brought to you by Vyvanse.
Marinara.
Butts.
Box.
Butts.
Box. I said box, like a pizza box.
Oh. Okay.
And also because I'm I see what you're doing.
Marinara and box.
Okay.
We're getting further away.
I know.
This is going to be a long mind meld.
I feel like there should be more structure.
This is the game. You can't
stop yelling at me.
I've never seen Corinne so vulnerable as when she can't mind meld with somebody. shit. The best thing. One, two, three.
Validation.
Dude, I had Harrington and my 7-year-old son do this for an hour one day. It was hilarious. Just watching both their minds go into a spiral. Okay, go.
So, marinara and box.
Marinara and box.
One, two, three. Vagina.
Delivery. What?
Oh, no, okay. Vagina and delivery. We got one.
Okay.
Vagina and delivery. Come on.
Okay.
You got this.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
One, two, three. Come.
Porn.
Birth, you idiots. Birth. Vagina delivery. Birth.
Oh, I was going to say prostitute.
God damn it.
I said porn. I would never think of birth in a million years.
I vagina, said
come. Vagina
and porn. Come and porn. Ugh, but yeah.
Hey, you got come and porn.
You got this, guys.
All right. One, two, three. Sex.
Fluffer. You went specific last time with marinara, so I tried to go more specific.
I just want to say this right now. Like, this game, like, you guys shouldn't be friends. Like, you do not think the same. Like,
you're best friends. I mean, we're friends, but we live on different coasts.
Me and Zach, we mind meld every time with one or two.
You guys do a show together three times a week.
Zach, ready?
Me and Christina do a great job when we play this game.
Ready?
You ready?
One, two, three. Nigger. Same every time. What? You guys are, you're not connected.
Louis J. Gomez on the Gas Digital Election Day special tomorrow, yikes, live from the stand.
Yikes.
All righty.
Our friendship is aligned.
All right, one, two, three, canceled. No. Okay, yikes. One, two, three, regret.
Family reunion out in December. Yeah. Jeremiah Watkins.
You won't hear any of that on that album or that special. I'll
no,
tell
but
you
when
what,
you
though,
watch that clip, your album you will be in between me and Louis saying it.
Listen to me. Listen to me. You guys are not supposed to be in each other's lives. We've just figured this out.
No, you can think differently and still get along.
No.
I mean, we're not, you're acting like we're like in each other's lives a lot. We're not. I didn't even know you were on the show until like 3 minutes before.
I feel like you should have been able to mind meld. Corinne, I don't know. Corinne's actually also getting truly defensive. Corinne, we're just kidding. It's just a game. Relax. I'm sure you're good at mind meld. We can mind meld, Corinne.
No, no.
Mind meld with me right now. Come on.
Nope.
Come on.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh my God. Nope, we already mind melded when we did drugs together, standing next to one another at the tool concert.
Yeah.
That's enough mind melding for a lifetime for
me. That's right. Yeah,
I saw Lewis's aura.
She loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a better understanding of you, truthfully.
See,
what color?
Red.
American Indian.
Okay. How?
Huh?
How?
Yeah, how are you guys friends?
Yeah.
Are we friends?
How do we meet?
No, he was saying how as Indian. I go, yeah, how are you guys friends?
Yeah, because I thought he was talking Native American to me, and I was like, what is happening here?
What is going on here? I read this, but the verdict is in. Johnny Depp loses court case against British newspaper. The highly publicized case has finally come to an end after suing the publisher of Britain's The Sun newspaper for talking about him being an abusive husband. So they came to the conclusion that he is in fact just an abusive husband. Look, that bitch looks crazy. You gotta admit she looks crazy.
Louis, I heard you. I think I was here when you went on for an hour about how hot Amber Heard is.
My kind of chick. Crazy bitch. Look at her. Look at that crazy fucking bitch.
Wait, he loses.
He lost the libel case against.
He sued The Sun because they were like, yo, Johnny Depp's abusive and right, fucks up his chick. And he's like, no.
That was the actual excerpt.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like, no, I don't. And I'm going to sue you guys for saying that. And he was just like,
I don't see the problem with that.
Yeah, he was on drugs the whole time.
It's not a big deal, really. It's just, yeah. I just did another Pirates of the Caribbean film.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
You like my films. That's very good. Very good.
Yeah, so is he canceled officially, though? It almost seems like nobody really gives a fuck.
I feel like nobody cares on that one.
He lost the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, which is worth fucking millions.
Yeah.
He did so many of them at this point. Like, I don't think.
He did like seven or
eight. I feel like canceled. That was almost a financial decision on their end, where they're like, how much more can we milk this for?
Right.
Where we can get woke points for firing him.
Go to his IMDb. Does he have anything in production?
I continue to make them for way less money than whatever it costs to pay him for them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Does he have anything in production?
He's already he was already like hanging out and like making tracks with Marilyn Manson. So
he's already gone so far. 2021, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Wow.
I think I read in the article that they also dropped that.
Yeah, they probably
after
did.
This, yeah.
Oh, really?
I think so.
He's got shit going on right now.
Hmm.
Yeah, they'll probably step away from him for a little bit.
But like, he's still Johnny Depp.
He'll come
Why is it that like beating your chick is more acceptable than like sexually harassing her? Like guys are getting canceled for just saying shit and sort of being a little creepy, but you can smack the shit out of your chick and people are like, even with Sean Connery, there's that famous like.
I mean, did she deserve it?
Well, there was that famous interview where he was with Barbara Walters and he was talking about how if your wife's acting up, you could just fucking give her a little smack, and she was like, "You think that's okay?" He was like, "Yes."
There's a lot of that. John Lennon did beat the first two wives or first wife too before Yoko.
Yeah,
I don't know how many there was. Like
nobody
gives
a shit that Chris Brown.
Yeah, but
beating up Rihanna,
he can dance and sing.
I do.
So
I muted him on Spotify.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And you know what? He felt that.
He's mad now. We're not mind melting.
It's so funny because like I
stopped breakdancing for 1 second. He's like, I lost a follower.
Like, I mean, Dr. Dre beat the living shit out of that lady in the 90s, and nobody gives a fuck about that.
Like, I would never hit a woman, but I would definitely manipulate her.
Yeah, they all
forgot
about Dre.
Let's be quiet while Louis says how he would abuse a woman.
Well, I'm saying, like, I would manipulate or, like, you know, harass her, before I would hit her. And I feel like that is a worse offense in the court of public opinion than beating the shit out of your chick. People who beat the shit out of their chicks, they don't even get canceled, really. Who's the guy who smacked his chick and got canceled? They just let people get away with it.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin hit Kim Basinger. No one gives a shit.
Yeah, nobody cares. Yeah. I don't know why. I have no idea.
That
I'm saying this wrong.
I was raised,
you don't hit a fucking woman. Right. It was just the way I was raised. I was raised horribly. That was one of the things. It wasn't even like a, it's just almost like a white trash, like fucking tenet. Like you don't fucking hit a, I don't know what it is.
Right.
But it's very funny that like you see guys, like a guy like Louis, like he simply like.
He beat off.
Yeah, he was just...
He simply took his penis out in the workplace and came everywhere.
Whatever, the simply. Workplace. That's weird. When our workplace is everywhere, that's weird.
Well, I mean, it was actually like in a workplace.
Was it? Was one of them in actual...
One was in a green room.
That's kind of hot, though. Come on, you get it.
Listen, I mean, I'm not even...
If you were into it, let's
guys,
just say...
Guys, we fucked had... We had been like, yeah, he's paid his cancellation dues. Yeah.
But I'm saying, if you... Think of this, okay? And you're a woman who's in a position of power in a lot of cases, right? You're backstage.
Oh, wait, I'll agree when I hear where this is going.
well, you're backstage at a show. You're attracted to a guy. You know, let's say you're not. I think when you're attracted to a person, you're not going like. You're not looking at them as a person who's like an underling to you. I don't know. I don't anyway. I don't look at anyone as like an underling to me. Even the people that are literally underlings to me, I look at them as just fucking people, right? So
you just yelled at Harrington for like 15 minutes on the show.
I know. As a person. So.
Man to man, doggy.
I'm just saying, you wouldn't just fuck some dude in your dressing room at a show that you were filming maybe?
But that's not what happened. And I mean, some dude, like, I don't understand the scenario here. Would I have sex in a dressing room that was privately mine? Yes, but this was like a communal club. It wasn't like I'm headlining the Radio City Music Hall by myself.
I'm just saying it's not crazy for people to want to have sex in the workplace.
If I'm on a showcase show and someone just came in and started masturbating in the communal green room, that's just a little weird. Not
I don't know that
my
that,
problem is
what if they
hygiene.
Had a really good set.
They just came out, I can't even handle
it.
Oh,
that was so good. Yeah. I don't think that's that crazy of a deviancy to want to fuck in a green room. And I'm saying like
I don't think it's that crazy either, but, in the scheme of the Me Too movement.
Right, but I'm saying I don't know. I wasn't there, so I don't know if he literally pulled his dick out and went like, yeah, you like that, or if he was turned on and he thought he was getting a vibe from a chick, and that's sort of the way that, you know, the way that this guy gets off. I mean, some people get off in whatever weird ways they get off.
It is. It's his kink. He's done it multiple times. Even like Sarah Silverman said that he used to like do it in the back of the car when they were driving to road gigs.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, I just don't look at that as being this crazy thing. In
I
the
didn't
work,
know that. That's awesome. Wild.
In the workplace, like, I just look at it. Like, if I found out that
fill
Shannon...
Fill it up, pump two.
If I found out that Shannon was banging fucking Jimmy in the bathroom, in the work bathroom... First of all, I wouldn't give a fuck. I think it's hilarious. We were talking about it on the show. But I wouldn't go like, oh my God, like with this crazy, like what in the workplace. I would go, oh, I get it. It's hot to go fuck while you're at work. I did a Craigslist casual encounter when I had a gym job, and this big fat black chick came in and she fucked me in my office at my job. And it was because it was kinky and weird and we didn't know each other. We were strangers. It was fucking wild.
We're all like, what?
When did this happen?
What you call this building?
She was coming into a gym. She'd never been to a gym in her life.
What all these machines do? Get on your back, Puerto Rican boy.
Doggy. Yeah, I was maybe 21. Yes, before I was doing comedy, definitely. And it was Craigslist casual encounter when you used to post casual encounters.
Sure.
And... yeah, this fucking big fat black chick.
What did she say to you
when she showed up?
She showed up. She was like, what up? Let's do this.
So wait, did you write the casual encounter or did she?
Yeah, I was like, come meet me in my office in Midtown and work. Come get this fucking
dick. She said,
dick.
Let's do this?
Yeah.
And then you guys
did you use a condom?
Sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, use a condom. Yeah, she was gross. But it turned me on because I was at work. It was this random thing, casual encounter. Yeah, she brought steaks, potatoes.
Green beans.
Yeah.
I do have that. Hold on.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it!
She was really in. It was great. It was a great experience.
She must have been really happy when she showed up and it was you. Like, it could have been so much worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was the treat in that situation.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And did she make you feel more attractive?
It was just kind of hot because it was so fucking bizarre and random. It was at this job that I didn't give a fuck about.
Right.
But it was the workplace. And I don't know. She was probably a fucking crackhead. I was in a position of power. I had a job. I mean, did I hurt this
I was
woman?
Managing a Quiznos. Things were different back then.
No, I was working in a gym. It was like a high-end gym.
Lewis was inside, so he had a one-off.
Yeah. I look at that and I
did
go.
Did you like spot her? Like, did you do different stuff like that? Like, go down?
No, she just like, she was like reverse doggy. Mm. No, not reverse.
It's always reverse doggy.
What's reverse doggy?
No, no, not reverse that. Doggy.
That's where she fucks
reverse...
you.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Not reverse doggy.
Reverse cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl, yeah.
I was like, reverse doggy is where he jams his penis into you as your ass hits the headboard.
I think we have a new title for this episode. Reverse doggy.
Write it down.
Add it to the list.
Yes, but Lewis, all the scenarios that you're describing are consensual, kinky acts between two people. The problem with the Lewis thing, the Louis thing, sorry, very Freudian slip there. The Louis thing.
Lewis.
was that he like, I think he asked and like they didn't respond or something. Like, can I jerk off in front of you in just like a communal green room? And there was multiple people. There was two women there.
Oh, that was not in a green room. Those were in a hotel room. Those girls were in a hotel room. The two girls.
But they happened in a green room too. There's so many times.
Maybe. But here's the thing. I'm saying more than likely this guy. Yeah. Yeah. There's probably 1,000 women that he's jerked off in front of, and 99% of the time they're like, oh yeah, it's great. Like I'm whatever it is, whether they're like, oh, I want to, you know, help you fulfill this kink, or they're into it. And then I think a couple times he missed the mark and didn't realize that these chicks, you know, weren't into it or whatever it was. But the whole story of him holding the door closed, all that's bullshit. He didn't do any of that. He just sort of missed the mark. I don't know, dude. And I just feel like
how do you know he didn't hold the door closed?
Because it says in the article. No, the article that was against him, it specifically told the scenario. And the old rumor about Louis was that he held this.
Oh, your verbal rumors. Yeah, because I didn't hear anything about that. The part that troubles me is where he like had his manager, Dave Becky, like was like talk, you know, kind of like helping the rumor be quiet.
It's all hearsay, though. That's the other problem. You don't know what's going on,
sure,
right?
You never know what's going on.
I just feel like I look at that situation and I go like, his crimes were so minimal compared to what shit people really do. I mean, the Rihanna, Chris Brown thing, like, dude, he beat the shit out of that chick, and like, people don't give a fuck, dude. He's still doing talk shows, still doing radio.
Or that rapper that Dina Hashem made fun of. And
XXX and
he like beat the fucking shit out of a pregnant chick.
Oh my god, the list of things that he had done was crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. So,
and nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah. It is, it's sort of a crazy thing. So, all right, regardless, you guys are not good at mind melding. That's okay.
Not everybody has a friendship like ours.
That's very true. Let's see. You guys have a lot of the same articles or a lot of the same stories that Shannon, I'll finally do this one because your Ambien story, you've been trying to slip it in for a month and a half now.
Same, so have you.
Much longer. I feel like this is really interesting.
Oh, tell us. This is Shannon's dumbass story of the week.
Wait, I don't know if I have that. Let me see if I have that still.
You still have that drop?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Good job, Shannon. Shannon's retarded ass story of the day. Because Lewis loves giving shit to his producer, Shannon.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There was a Dutch man. A Dutch man unable to walk, talk, or eat for 8 years regains abilities just 20 minutes after taking Ambien sleeping pill. So cured
Ambien sleeping pill.
It cured him. He had a brain injury from an accident earlier on in his life. And he couldn't do anything. It was just like sitting in a room. And so they tried this experimental therapy. They gave him an Ambien. And within 20 minutes, he walked, assisted, ordered fast food, and called his father.
Wow.
You guys talking about me?
I don't know.
No, there's not. I know what's happening.
It's okay. We're going to wrap up here in a second, Jeremiah. Don't worry about it. Jeremiah said, he just wrote, he was like, Shannon.
I hate Shannon. Shannon. I hate Shannon.
Voice makes me want to kill myself. That's what he wrote just now. So.
That's it.
So yeah, Shannon, the Ambien cured him. Shannon's been trying to convince me that her Ambien addiction is not a problem.
It's what addiction?
How often do you take Ambien?
I get it for 1 week. That's all that I have. So for 1 week, a month, I take one pill a night.
And she's horny as fuck when she's on it, doggy.
What? Yeah, that's it. That's why I have all the sex.
Is it hard to come off of it though? the weeks following after that?
No, I'm an insomniac. I just don't have medical insurance, so gotcha. I can't get it for myself.
Oh, really, Shannon? You got to throw that in my face again?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Whatever.
But, yeah. So for one week a month, I'm able to actually sleep.
That's what I say in real meetings when they bring up health insurance. Like, yeah. Whatever. La, okay. La, 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 la.
Because when I have had any dental work done in the past or whatever, I get hydrocodone mm-hmm. or something, it makes me super tired, and it's I become dependent pretty quickly on needing to sleep.
Oh yeah, but that's a different thing because that's because
it just puts me to sleep. Yeah, yeah.
Opiates are very dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people. I just didn't know.
You guys want to get some?
No, half my friends from high school are fucking dead because of opiates.
Really?
Yeah.
Half of your friends?
I mean,
you start looking in the mirror. Maybe there's something going on here.
What?
Have they ever investigated you if half of your friends are dead?
No. I mean, I went to a lot of funerals, but I also had a very big graduating class. So
yeah.
620, baby.
Not that many kids died for my class that I can think of. Only one kid that beat me up in the sixth grade.
You were so happy.
I'm just saying.
You're
like,
a little happy.
I'm not happy.
It's okay to be happy.
I'm not happy.
Did you want to get your revenge on him before he died?
No, I had made my peace with it.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, he did beat me up in the sixth grade. Mm. So.
Obviously, Lewis has moved on. He's literally dead, still talking about
it. It's not a big deal, but, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing right
How
now.
How did he die?
I'm breathing. I don't want to say because I
beat to death by a sixth grader?
Well, because I was just like, you know, I think it probably is like reflected on like the kind of life, reflective of the kind of life he had.
Me and your friend are up here in heaven laughing at you, Lewis. Just laughing at this podcast.
He says you cried like a little bitch.
Sixth grade pushy.
All right, look, let's wrap this one up.
Junkie mother.
It's been a really fun show. Jeremiah Watkins, Corinne Fisher, please go follow them on everything. Follow their podcast and all that other good stuff. And check me out tomorrow night on Corinne Fisher and Joe DeRosa's Without a Country live election special. Until Wednesday, we will see you then. Peace.
That's all, folks.